Section 3. Glossary of Terms. Chainsaw. A gas-powered saw primarily used for cutting ventilation holes in wooden roofs. These saws are carried on all ladder trucks, ladder tenders, and squad companies. Chow. Lunch or dinner. At the fire station, everyone who's working that shift puts in money, usually around $13 to $15 at the beginning of the day, to buy food for the noon and evening meals. The firefighters often take turns cooking. This is a fire service tradition. Class A burn building. The multi-story building where fire suppression training utilizing live fire with Class A ordinary combustibles is done at the training academy for recruits, as well as for continued training for the department. Class B burn building. The multi-story building where fire suppression training utilizing live fire with Class B natural gas props is done at the training academy for recruits, as well as for continued training for the department. Crew. A group of firefighters assigned to the same piece of apparatus or station. Customer. Anyone the Phoenix Fire Department comes in contact with, either directly or indirectly. Customers may be internal, within the department, or external, outside of the department. Engine company. A piece of fire apparatus that carries hose, water, and has a pump. Its primary function on a fire is to provide water to extinguish the fire. All engine companies in the city of Phoenix also have ALS, or Advanced Life Support Capabilities. Extrication. The removal of trapped victims from smashed automobiles, equipment, or any other place someone may be mechanically trapped. Extrication can be done with hand tools, but usually involves the use of power tools. Firefighter mentor. A firefighter or engineer who's assigned to the training academy to assist the RTOs with training the recruit firefighters and to help recruit firefighters overcome any difficulties they may be experiencing. Forcible entry. Forcing a door or other access point with tools or a foot in order to get inside of a locked structure. Grinder. The cement area outside at the training academy where most hands-on training occurs. Health center. A clinic run by the Phoenix Fire Department that provides medical exams, fitness evaluations, industrial injury management, infectious exposure management, and many other medical services to firefighters from across the valley. Kitty, a fund that's created at every fire station and at the training academy to buy snacks, condiments, cable TV, newspaper, coffee, etc. Every firefighter contributes to this fund on payday. The amount varies depending on the strength of the kitty, but it is typically about $10 per pay period, 2 weeks. K-12 saw. Rescue saw. A gas-powered circular saw used for forcible entry, extrication, and ventilation. These saws are carried on all ladder trucks, ladder tenders, and squad companies. Many engines also have begun carrying the K-12. The saw comes with three blades, wood, metal, and masonry. Most companies carry this saw with a metal blade in place to be used for forcible entry operations. Ladder company. A piece of fire apparatus that has a large aerial ladder or platform, usually 100 feet, and carries additional ground ladders and tools. Its primary function on a fire is to support the fire attack by forcing entry, ventilating the structure, providing lighting, securing the utilities, providing salvage and overhaul, and many other support functions. Ladder companies are also responsible for extrication. Lay a line. The task of connecting fire hose to a fire hydrant as the engine is driven closer to the fire. This connects the engine to the fire hydrant for an uninterrupted water supply to supplement the 500 gallons of water carried by PFD apparatus. Local 493. Firefighters, after successful completion of the training academy, are invited to become part of an organized labor union called the International Association of Firefighters. The Phoenix, Glendale, Tempe, and Peoria chapter is Local 493. The union bargains for firefighter wages and benefits and participates in all functions of the fire department. Member Assistance Program. A comprehensive program that may be accessed by any fire department member to provide short-term counseling and help in times of need. The MAP can help with drugs and alcohol, marital problems, emotional issues, and family issues, to name a few. PFD, the Phoenix Fire Department. PIO, Public Information Officer. This is a fire department representative that is assigned to and specializes in the news media. The fire department depends on public support and responds to customers in the most dire of circumstances. This requires a constant flow of information to all avenues of the media. Plug, a fire hydrant. Recruit engine company. The team each recruit is assigned to while in the academy. The recruit engine company usually consists of 4 to 6 recruits and 1 RTO. Rescue company, a piece of fire apparatus that is used primarily to transport sick and injured people. It has a 2-person crew and also responds to fires where the crew is used for manpower. Ride along, a program the fire department has that allows civilians, such as family, friends, EMS personnel, and citizens, etc., to familiarize them with what the fire department does. Most riders go to the fire station, sign a waiver, and then ride with the fire company as they respond on incidents for several hours. RTO, Recruit Training Officer, a fire captain that is assigned to the training academy to train recruits. SCBA, Self-Contained Breathing Apparatus, the air pack used by firefighters to breathe fresh air in smoky, oxygen-deficient, or otherwise contaminated atmospheres. Search and Rescue, an activity that's performed on fire incidents by fire crews to systematically locate and then remove fire victims. Rescue is always the first priority at any incident. Shift, the 24-hour period of time that a firefighter works. This is 0800 hours to 0800 hours every third day. The Phoenix Fire Department has 3 shifts, A, B, and C, to provide coverage 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Tool, usually a hand tool, such as an axe, sledgehammer, pike pole, or other manually operated equipment. Ventilate, the physical act of removing smoke from a fire-involved building. Ventilation can be performed by cutting holes in the roof, using fans, breaking windows, or using hose lines.